All right. So, we are all walking with God today because God revealed himself to us. Amen.
Amen.
We were running, doing our own thing. We weren't running to God. We weren't seeking God. We may have even been in the church, didn't know God from a hole in the ground. We didn't know anything. I know I was in the church, didn't know God. And, but God, as Adam and Eve were in the garden running from God, God came down in the garden looking for them. He was walking in the garden and his children, his creation were not going to walk with him until he redeemed them and he covered their sin with a sacrificial lamb. He took the skin of an animal and covered their nakedness. And so from there, we see the seventh from Adam. We looked at Enoch. He walked with God. We looked at Noah. He walked with God, the great-grandson of Enoch. We looked at Abraham, the tenth from 14th, I believe, from Adam. And he walked with God. And then Isaac and Jacob walked with God. We looked at them. But we looked at Israel last week and how Israel did not walk with God. And what's interesting to me as I'm reading through the Bible again this year is how walking with God starts in Genesis and it goes all the way through the book of Revelation. And you and I have a place in there too. We also are told to walk with God. And the same pattern is established. In the Old Testament, it was God revealed himself, and then based upon that revelation, the people that God revealed himself to were then required to walk with God. That's what God wanted. That's what the reason for him revealing himself is so that people could walk with him. Think about it. God created us to know him. That's what he created us for. So that we could delight ourselves in God. All right. So we're walking with God in 2024. And as I said, this could go to for 2025, 2026, 2027. Because this is the word of God. It does not change. Okay? And so the pattern is God reveals himself, then mankind walks with God, or mankind can or has an opportunity to walk with God. As we'll see, walking with God is a choice. It's a choice. Because Felicia quoted the Psalm. Psalm 19 says, the heavens declare the glory of God, the firmament shows forth his handiwork. God has revealed himself to everyone. Anyone who's lived sees the glory of God, but not everybody walks with God. All right, let's look at it. So in Deuteronomy, I'm going to go through a few Old Testament scriptures and then come over into the New. More Old Testament scriptures than New, but we'll see. We'll get a good understanding of it. And Deuteronomy chapter 5, Moses told the people, you shall walk in the ways of the Lord your God, which the Lord your God has commanded you. So we see the command. God reveals his desire, his command, and then the people are to walk with God in the ways that he's revealed himself, that you may live and that it may be well with you. And so this is one good thing that we know about walking with God. Walking with God is for your own good. I just want you to know that what God is telling us to do is for our good. It's not for his good. He's already good.
Amen.
He's good.
All the time.
All the time. And and what he's telling us to do is for our own good, that we may live, well, in this scripture, for Israel at the time, that they may live and that it may be well with you and that you may prolong your days in the land which the Lord, which you shall possess. So we see that walking with God was good for the people. Now, just so that we're clear, we jump over to the New Testament and 2 John, the second epistle of John, where we're told, where we read this. This is love, that we walk according to his commandments. So some people say, oh, Pastor, that's the Old Testament. We can't be doing. Yeah, there's some things the Old Testament doesn't apply to today. But this does apply to today. Not this Deuteronomy chapter 5 applied to them. They had curses associated with it and all. But in the New Testament, this is what we have. This is love, that we walk according to his commandments. This is the commandment that as you have heard from the beginning, you should walk in it. What is that commandment? Well, John, the Gospel of John, chapter 15, in verse 5, in verse 12, 11, Jesus said this to his disciples. He says, a new commandment I give unto you. I want you to love one another. Now, the Old Testament said, love your neighbor as yourself. Okay? Jesus comes along, and he says, a new commandment I give unto you. Love one another the way I love you. That's a little different. That's a little different. Because that involves sacrifice. Jesus Christ sacrificed for himself for us. And then the next verse, John 5:13, I don't know why I didn't put it up, but anyhow. John 5:13, it says, no greater love than any man has than this, than he would lay down his life for. No greater love has any man than this, than to lay down his life for his friend. And so Jesus was talking about us loving one another that way. And when we do that, that's us walking according to his commandment. That's, by the way, is why Christians have to forgive one another. Have to. No. Jesus Christ died for the forgiveness of our sins and forgave us of all our sins. And he says, then you forgive one another of their sins. All right. Mm-hmm. So there's the New Testament. Let's take a little farther. And I'm just going to show you a little bit. Then we'll jump back to the Old Testament. But listen at what Paul says here in the 1 Thessalonians. Finally, brethren, we urge and exhort in the Lord Jesus that you should abound more and more, just as you receive from us, how you ought to walk and to please God. So here we see that walking with God is pleasing God. So not only is walking with God good for us, as the Lord said in Deuteronomy 5, but it is pleasing to God.
Mm-hmm.
Every one to please our Father in heaven, every last one.
Amen.
Amen.
We're to walk with God. Galatians says, walk in the Spirit and you shall not
fulfill the lust.
Christians are not supposed to be living according to the passions of the Gentiles, of the world, the way the world does.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Because Paul goes on here and he says, for you know what commandments we gave you through the Lord Jesus. Somebody say, we had any commandments. We have commandments in the New Testament. Yeah, that's the case. Remember in Acts chapter 15 when the Judaizers came and they said, hey, you have to be circumcised, keep the law of Moses. Paul them said, no. And they came up with four things. They said, keep yourselves from sexual immorality, idols, things strangled, and one other thing. I can't remember. Now, what was that? Yeah. Okay, so we have commandments in the New Testament. And Paul says that he gave those disciples in Thessalonica commandments through the Lord Jesus. In other words, this is what God said. What was it? He went on. For this is the will of God. This is what's pleasing to God. This is what God wants from us. Your sanctification or separateness or being set apart, that you should abstain from sexual immorality, that each of you should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor, not in passion of lust like the Gentiles who do not know God. So Christians, we don't live like those who don't know God. That, by the way, is why transgenderism, lesbianism, homosexuality.
Yes,
no, we're not mad at you. It's just please God.
Amen.
Amen. Trying to kill me because I'm trying to please God. Hey, I'm going to tell you what, it ain't going to change. Because this is how we please God. This is how we walk with God. Now, what I just read right there, some people say, he's a homosexual, get him out of here. Hey. This is how we please God.
Yes.
No one should take advantage of or defraud his brother or sister in this manner, because the Lord is the avenger of all such. What's that? The Lord is the avenger.
The Lord is the avenger.
Yes.
Right.
Try that to emphasize. My goodness. Are you sure you read that? Yeah, this is the New Testament.
Amen.
The avenger of all such, as we also forewarned and testified. For God did not call us For he did not reveal himself to us so that we might live an unclean life.
Holiness.
That's what the scripture says. Yeah. For he called us so that we might live in holiness. Why? Be ye holy as the Lord your God is holy. Be ye perfect as
Amen.
I am.
Amen. Amen.
This does not reject man, but God. I don't want to reject God. Right?
Amen.
Perfect. Has also given us his Holy Spirit. That's a whole nother. I'm not going to get it.
Amen.
We're going far. Okay. Let me share another. In 1 John chapter 5, verse 3. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. Okay? That is a quote of John 14, 15. Where Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Mm-hmm. Then we believe that the same writer wrote this. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous, some versions say. This one says not burdensome. They're not hard to be kept. Right? Okay, so to give us an idea of how the New Testament talks about walking with God, right? Just as we find here in the Old Testament, through the Old Testament church, Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12. And now, Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you? What do you mean, what does he require? Well, he revealed himself to you. Now, what does he require of you? What does he want? What does he request? But to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways and to love him. To serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. Okay. So once God revealed himself to man, he required man to walk with him, for to do otherwise was to reject the sustainer, the creator of one's life, breath, and all things, the one who's given us everything. So we see that it is man's duty, Ecclesiastes 12, verse 10, what is the whole duty of man? But to fear God and keep his commandments. Fear God, to walk with God, to respect God and keep his commandments. Deuteronomy 13, 4. I mean, the Bible is full. And again, to walk with the New Testament for us means to please. In the Old Testament, it means to live in a manner pleasing to walk. Amos 3:3, how can two walk together lest they be agreed? So walking with God implies agreement with God, right? And Deuteronomy is telling the people that after the Lord has revealed himself to you through his commandments, that you shall walk with the Lord your God and fear him and keep his commandments and obey his voice. You shall serve him and hold fast to him. Again, to walk after the Lord or in his ways was to acknowledge that his commandments were righteous and worthy of obedience. It meant to live one's life in accordance with his ways. In the book of Joshua, chapter 22, Joshua told the people, but take careful heed to do the commandment and the law which the Lord, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you to love the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, to keep his commandments, to hold fast to him and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. So Israel was given revelation upon revelation upon revelation. They had a cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night standing over the temple and the tabernacle where the manifest Shekinah presence glory of God was standing in the, the angel of the Lord who went before them all throughout the 40 years that they were wandering in the desert. They had food coming, bread, on the ground by, in the morning, they had water coming out of rocks. God revealed himself to the children. You talk about revelation. You talk about if anybody should have walked with God, it was Israel. He gave them revelation upon revelation. And he told them, don't worship idols. What did they do? They worshiped idols.
That's it.
They worshiped false gods. All that God had done. Even their kings. Now, when we get to their kings, David is their greatest king. He was the second king of Israel. Saul was the first. King David walked with God. How do we know? 1 Kings 3:6. And Solomon said, You have shown great mercy. He's talking to the Lord. You have shown great mercy to your servant David, my father, because he walked before you in truth and righteousness and in uprightness of heart with you. You have continued this great kindness for him, and you have given him a son to sit on his throne as it is this day. David walked with God. Multiple scriptures, 1 Kings 3:14. This is God talking to Solomon. So if you walk in my ways, this is a promise that is contingent upon Solomon. So if you walk in my ways to keep my statutes and my commandments as your father David walked, then I will lengthen your days. So God, out of God's own mouth, God is saying that David walked with me. And he's telling Solomon, if you walk with me, I'll lengthen your days. But we looked at a scripture last week, right? That Solomon, in the beginning, he walked with the Lord. But then he married all these foreign women and he got old. The scripture says the wives turned his heart away from the Lord. And he began to worship all these idols, these false gods. And it was during Solomon's reign when Israel was divided into the northern kingdom. Well, not Solomon's reign, but his son Rehoboam. Was the kingdom was divided. You had the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom. Southern kingdom of Judah, the northern kingdom, headquartered in Samaria. Okay. So, have you ever wondered, what King Saul got wrong? I mean, he was the first king, but, David, the Lord said, David is a man after my own heart. You say, well, what happened to Saul? What? So the Lord gave Saul two jobs to do. Two commandments, and every one of them, both of them, Saul rejected them. He didn't do what the Lord said. He said, no, I want to do what I want to do. I want the sheep. I want to sacrifice. I want to eat some good food. And you know, he didn't do what the Lord said. The second time, the Lord told him to destroy the Amalekites. What did Saul do? Saul saved the king, spared the king, and said, hey, I'm not going to kill him. I know God said kill him, but I'm not going to do what God said. That's why Saul was rejected by God. He rejected the Lord twice. David, when he received command from the Lord, David always did what God told him to do. David walked with God. So we see again in 1 Kings chapter 9, verse 4. Now, if you walk before me as your father David walked, in the integrity of heart, and in uprightness to do according to all that I have commanded you, and if you keep my statutes and my judgments. So we see that David here again, God vouched for the fact that David walked with God. So he was the king of Israel. David walked with God, but Israel did not walk with God. Same thing to say. Psalm 78, verse 10, we read, they did not keep the covenant of God. They refused to walk in his law. Again, in Psalm 81, God lamenting, oh, that my people would listen to me, that Israel would walk in my ways. Remember, in Deuteronomy 5, he said, walk in my ways that it may be well with you. God wanted to be well with Israel. God wants to be well with his people. It's amazing to me. On YouTube, I subscribe to this channel down in Texas. And it's about the fentanyl crisis. And, it's about people who have passed away. I mean, most of them young people. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting to me how many of these people, they say, yeah, they were in church and they were going to church and they loved the Lord and everything. Yet they were out doing drugs and taking all kinds of pills and they're dying. And I'm looking at the video and I'm talking to the Lord. Like, Lord, this makes sense. Are these people really Christians? Are these your people? This us? We're doing this? We are on one side of the mouth talking about, yeah, I'm a Christian. I'm in the church helping out, doing all this. But on the side, I'm taking Percocets that I think are Percocets, but they're fentanyl and dying. And I'm looking at and people crying and just broke. And I'm like, wow, it's amazing to me. I just don't understand it. I pray that we walk with God. I pray that all the church.
Amen.
That we walk with God, that God's people walk with him. We know in the Old Testament that God revealed himself and people wouldn't listen. People wouldn't listen. Now, what's interesting is that all the kings of the northern kingdom, when I said Israel was split, oh, I have it here. Yeah, there it is. Okay, I put it in. So, you'll see here, you see Benjamin and Judah and Simeon down here. This is all the southern kingdom. And from here, Ephraim and on up, Zebulun, you got Asher and Naphtali over here. You got Gad. This is the northern kingdom. So all this kingdom up here, when Rehoboam refused to, when God took the kingdom away from David's house, he split the 12 tribes. And 10 tribes were up north.
Right.
Their first king was named Jeroboam. And Jeroboam built 2 golden calves. And one he put in Bethel, which is down around here. It was actually in Judah. And he put one in Dan. So all the northern kingdom, all their kings worship these golden idols. None of them pleased God. None of them walked with God. You read it in 1 Kings. None of them walk with God. The southern kingdom, most of their kings didn't please God either. You had David. He was the model. Because of David, God said, I'm going to always make sure that there's a son of David sitting on the throne through whom Christ came. And, but you had some good kings that did some good things and walked with God some for a little while. But the three major, good kings of Judah was David, Hezekiah, and Josiah. You could make a case for Jehoshaphat, but he had some problems too. There was none of them perfect. Let's be real. None of them perfect. Let's look at a few of them. So this is Abijah. This would be the grandson of Solomon, the grandson or the great grandson of David. The scripture reads, and he, and I put Abijah in parentheses to identify which king is talking about. And he walked in all the sins of his father, which he had done before him. And I read that. I said, Lord Jesus, help us. Said he walked in all the sins of his father. I thought, fathers, wake up. Hello. I don't hear nothing. Fathers, wake up. God have mercy on us. He walked in all the sins of his father, which he had done before him. And what we're doing before our children has an impact.
Mm-hmm.
His heart was not loyal to the Lord, his God, as was the heart of his father David. Nevertheless, for David's sake, the Lord, his God, gave him a lamp in Jerusalem by setting up his son after him and by establishing him in Jerusalem. Because David did what was right in the eyes of the Lord and had not turned aside from anything that the Lord commanded him all the days of his life, except in the matter of Uriah the Hittite. Like we said, David, there was no perfect king, period. Well, last time I checked, we're all kings and priests, and there's no perfect kings here either.
Amen.
All right, let's just keep it real.
Yeah.
Let's not make excuses, but let's at the same time keep it real. Amen. All right, Kings 22. We read, and he, Jehoshaphat, walked in all the ways of his father Asa. Notice that he walked in the ways of his father Asa. Well, Asa didn't walk in all the ways of David, which means that Jehoshaphat didn't walk with the Lord to the extent that he could have. He did, but he didn't walk fully. We read, he did not turn aside from them, doing what was right in the eyes of the Lord. Nevertheless, this is something that did not happen when David was king. Nevertheless, the high places were not taken away, for the people offered sacrifices and burned incense on the high places. Now, in some of those places, they were burning incense and sacrifices to God. Some, they were burning incense to idols, and sacrificing to idols. David never sacrificed to any god but the Lord his God. Solomon did. Solomon sacrificed to many different gods because of his wives. Mm-hmm. Why am I going through this? Because to me, when I'm reading through the Old Testament, read 1 Kings, 2 Kings, 1 Chronicles, 2 Chronicles, it's not just like walking apart. Well, these guys did this. What does that have to do with me? Well, it has plenty to do with me, because it's showing me how they did not walk with God. It's showing me that I have a decision to make each and every day to walk with God, to please God. Right? So God has made all of us and given us a will. To us, what we do with that will.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
So now I'm skipping over some because there's so many. There's Jehoram, there's Ahaziah, kings of Judah. And by the way, I'm only doing kings of Judah as we're looking through this because all the kings of Israel, they did not walk with God. They worship false idols. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, but these are the kings of Judah. So Jehoram, he did not walk with God. He did evil in the sight of the Lord. Ahaziah did evil in the sight of the Lord. And so now we come to King Ahaz. Ahaz was 20 years old when he became king, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem, and he did not do what was right in the sight of the Lord his God, as his father David had done, but he walked in the way of the kings of Israel. Indeed, he made his sons pass through the fire. You know what that means? He killed his sons, roasted them in the fire. That commanded, told the people, do not do that. You are not to worship false gods. Why? Well, here's one reason why. Because they sacrificed their children in fire. Some liken that unto abortion today, a killing of children. According to the abominations of the nations whom the Lord had cast out before the children of Israel, he sacrificed and burnt incense on the high places, on the hills and under every green tree. So this king of Judah that had the temple that in its territory, all the Levites left the northern kingdom of Israel and came to Judah. This man had prophets coming to him. This king, God says, revealing himself constantly to this man. What does this man do? He walked in the ways of the kings of Israel. Tell me that who you hang out with doesn't have influence. Mm-hmm. Yeah, tell me that other people's example does not have influence. It does. Because this man went and followed the ways of the kings of the north. Right? Now, it's not all bad. Let's get to some good. Okay, this is, and he did, 2 Kings 18, and he, Hezekiah, did what was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father David had done. There you are. David did what was right. He walked with God. How do we know? Well, out of Hezekiah's own mouth, when God told Hezekiah, through the prophet Isaiah, he said, set your house in order, for you shall die and not live. Hezekiah turned to the wall and began to pray and cry out to God and said, now, remember now, O Lord.
Mm-hmm.
In truth and with a loyal heart and have done what was good in your sight. Hezekiah walked with God. What was interesting is that his father was one of the kings in worshiping false idols. But this young man came out with a heart for God. And he walked with God, even though his father didn't. Interesting. Let's see, who do I have? Who else? Well, that's okay, let's go. Let's go to Rehoboam. We're gonna go back to the negative, but it's gonna start out positive. This is the son of Solomon. And we read in 2 Chronicles 11, so they strengthened the kingdom of Judah and made Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, strong 3 years because they walked in the way of David and Solomon for 3 years. Now, the kingdom was strengthened because they walked with God. When we get out of that, spiritual strength comes from walking with the Lord. You want to be strong spiritually? Walk with God. Says here that they strengthened the kingdom of Judah and made Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, strong. He got strong. Why? How? Because they walked in the way of David. What's the way of David? David walked with God. Translation, they walked with God for 3 years. For 3 years, Rehoboam's kingdom grew strong. But like we know, and like we always say, people change. People change.
Mm-hmm.
Now it came to pass when Rehoboam had established the kingdom and had strengthened himself. Now he's strong. What happened? Mm-hmm. That he forsook the law of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm done. I'm done with the law. Don't want to do it anymore. Oh, that's how you get strong. strong in spirit. That's how your kingdom got established. Rainbow said, no, I'm done. That's some seriousness.
Yes.
People change. People do not remain the same. It's sad, but it's true. We pray that like the Lord, we don't change. We continue to serve him, to walk with him all of our days. And now, what's interesting about this is we know as go the leader of a nation, so goes the nation. And so the scripture says, and all Israel along with him. Don't leave that out. He forsook the law of the Lord, and all Israel said, we for it. We're going to worship idols. Let me, I'm going to get this God. I'm going to worship that God. Yes, it matters, your pastor, your leader. It matters what they're doing, how they're living.
Amen.
It matters.
Amen.
Amen. Don't take it for granted.
Take that right.
2 Chronicles chapter 34. This is another good one. And he, Josiah, did what was right in the sight of the Lord and walked in the ways of his father David. He did not turn aside to the right hand or to the left. Now you remember, Hezekiah served God. But when the Babylonian ambassadors came, you know, when God healed Hezekiah, you remember that little thing where God left Hezekiah to test? And when the Babylonian ambassadors came, Hezekiah didn't say, the God of Israel healed me. I was a dead man. I was going to die. But God raised me up. Hezekiah said, yeah, look at all my riches. He said nothing about God. He didn't say a thing about God. And the Bible says that God licked him to test him to see what was in his heart. So we know he wasn't perfect, but he walked with God. At the end of his life, he went out against Pharaoh Necho, king of Egypt. I think it was king of Egypt. And the king said, hey, leave me alone. God sent me out. God told me to go to war with this other country. Josiah said, no, we're going to fight. And that king killed Josiah. I was like, Josiah, yo, what's up? Why don't you listen? The king told you, God told me to come against this place. So Josiah wasn't perfect, but he walked in the ways of his father David. So he walked with God. He walked with God. So walking with God is a choice. Always has been, always will be. However, the walk starts with the revelation of God. And I keep saying that over and over.
Amen. Amen.
Because I believe God, by his Holy Spirit, living on the inside of us, is revealing himself to us over and over and over and over and over again. That's why our lives change. Because if we walk in the light as he is in the light, 1 John chapter 1, verse 7, I believe it is. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. And when we walk with him, we have fellowship one with another. So we must choose to walk with God. Well, how does this work in the New Testament? Let's take a little look. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Not of works, lest anyone should boast. It by grace, that's the revelation of God, the grace that came through Jesus Christ, through his death upon the cross and the forgiveness of our sins, both past, present, and future. That grace has been revealed to us. And then we see what comes behind that. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Look, God has already made the walking possible. He's already laid it out for us. No Christian can say, I can't walk with God. I can't do it. No, you can't say that. Look, we are his workmanship. That's who we are. We are created in Christ Jesus for good works. That's the purpose of God that he has established for us. Which God prepared beforehand that we should walk. He has already made the way, established the way for us to walk with him. How so? Well, chiefly because His Holy Spirit is living on the inside of us. And if you walk in the Spirit, you shall not fulfill the lust of what the flesh wants to do. The flesh won't have the ascendancy. We can walk with God. Let's look at another. Or do you, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 19. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and that you are not your own? We have those. Every time I think about that, like, wow. You know? Now, you can do anything with this body that we're living in, but it's not ours.
Correct. Amen. Amen.
Goes to Him.
Correct.
That's why he can do anything with it he wants to.
Amen.
You can all scream and make all kind of noise you want to, but don't, you know, just submit to Him, right? Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God that He may exalt us in due season. We are His workmanship. Where here it says that you are not your own. What a revelation. What a revelation. God did not save me to do any old thing I want with this body.
Right?
What a revelation. For you were bought at a price. Mm-hmm. And the revelation says this, therefore glorify God in your body. Oh, this is telling me how to live. Yes. Glorify Amen. God in your body and in your spirit. If you can't glorify God with your body, with what you're doing, then don't do it. Yay.
Amen.
Glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God. That's what it means to walk with God. We are His. We are not our own. Everything done with this body is done with Him as owner.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We exist for God, not for our passions.
Amen.
Right?
We'll say that again.
Yeah. I think I'm gonna say it again. We exist for God, not for our passions. Mm-hmm. Drinking, gluttony, sexual immorality, lying, cheating, mm-hmm. stealing, you name it. Mm-hmm. No, we're not created for that.
No.
We exist. We are here because He put us here. These truths must be considered if we are to walk with God daily. Mm-hmm. If we're to walk with God daily, we must access the revelation that God has given to us of Himself. Colossians 1, last scripture. Last scripture on PowerPoint. I got more, but Colossians 1:16, for by Him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through Him and for Him. Mm-hmm. Think about that.
Mm-hmm.
All things were created through Him.
Mm-hmm.
I exist for Him.
Mm-hmm.
In verse 18, you know what it says about the body? The Lord is for the body, and the body is for the Lord.
Amen.
Man, that's glory. So when you think about it, it just drives home the revelation, the thought that this body, I am to glory, this body exists to glorify God.
Yes.
It's here. It's here. Wednesday, I went to a woman's house, 9 o'clock job, first job. The woman, in the same situation that Daphne is in. She's taken care of by her mother and her father.
Mm.
And, they're living in her house. And the basement flooded and they drowned it out and I'm there to clean the carpet and all. We got to talking and everything. She's finally out she's pissed. Long story short, I was testifying, talking to her and got off the praying. Just, I didn't ask to pray or nothing. Just went off into praying. Girl, lady went off in the holy days, cutting the rug all up in the corner. I was like, look, God, what's happening? We had church up in that place. I'll tell you right now, we had church. And I just remember all over again, I am not here for me. I'm here to do what the Lord says do. And the Lord had a word for that woman that morning. And after I got done praying, I said, is it okay to pray? She said, what's the name of your wife? I said, Daphne. She began to launch out in prayer for my wife.
Praise the Lord.
And her mother, knowing that
she was in
the circumstances. You know, see how God used his people to encourage one another, minister to one another.
Amen.
Why? Because we're walking with God. Right? We're walking with God. So everything belongs to God and was created by God for God.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that. Everything belongs to God and was created by God and for God.
For God. Amen.
All of this is for him. And that's why Christians can't just go run around doing the old thing they want to. Now, the Gentiles, the world, people out in the world think they can do anything they want to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They think they can't, but they can't. but they just walk any old way they want to. So, because God created everything and everything belongs to him, everything should operate the way he deems appropriate. And that's where we, in our walking and living before God, we live to please the Lord, because we know through his revealed word, through his Holy Spirit, we know what he desires of us. This is what it means to walk in the ways he deems correct. Yet man exerts his will everywhere. He exerts his will everywhere you turn, doing what he wants. And even among some Christians, just doing what they want. Doesn't matter. In the Bible, that's, people running, we don't even know if it's true. And those people get in trouble. Job said in Job 41:11, this is God speaking. Who has preceded me that I should pay him? Everything under heaven is mine. Everything under heaven is mine. He can do whatever he wants to with what is his. You and I do what we want to, but what is ours, don't we? Money the way we want to. We just do whatever we want. What belongs to me? Well, yeah, well, all of this, including us, belongs to him.
Amen.
What a thought. Exodus 19:5. Now, therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be a special treasure to me above all people, for all the earth is mine. God repeatedly in the scripture constantly says, everything belongs to me. Leviticus 20:26, and you shall be holy to me, for I the Lord am holy, have separated you from the peoples that you should be mine. Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
You people yours. That scripture, Isaiah 43:1, but now thus says the Lord who created you, O Jacob, and who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine.
Yes.
And because we are his, let us do what we were saved to do. Let us walk with God. Amen?
Amen.
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 That's all I have for today. Any comments or questions?
No. Good word. Good word. Love it.
Amen.
Right.